Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks, Rach. It's so great to be back on the podcast. We're talking about something really practical today. It's the question, what's your balance? I remember when I was in high school and I opened my very first bank account. It was a little checking account. I didn't have a lot of money, but I was excited about opening my first checking account. When it came time to pick what kind of checks I wanted to pick, I didn't want the plain ones. I didn't want the normal ones. And I wanted something unique. And so I actually picked out Garfield checks. Now, I have no idea why I thought that was a good idea. I'm embarrassed to admit it today. But my first checkbook were cartoon Garfield checks. But here's the deal. Anytime I wrote a check, and back in those days, you wrote a lot of checks, I wanted to check the balance, right? I wanted to make sure I had money in the bank. And there's no app for that. There's no website for that. I had to call in to the local bank number, put in my long account number, my PIN number. And my question was, what's the balance? Do I have money in my account? Now, later I added other accounts. I added a savings account, then later a money market account. But regardless of what accounts you have, the question is, what's the balance? Is that balance positive or is that balance negative? Is that balance going up or is that balance going down? Well, this week we've been talking about the idea of having a GPS for your life. And the best tool that I know to do that is what we call a life plan. A life plan is just this short little document, two or three, maybe four or five pages long, but in it, you answer several questions. And we talked about these Tuesday. The question is, how do I want to be remembered, right? What actually matters to me and how do I get there? Well, today, here's how you get there. The way that you get there is you ask, what's the balance in all of the accounts of your life? Now, I'm not talking about bank account balances. I'm not talking about money market accounts. What I'm talking about are the major categories, the major buckets, the major accounts in your life. Now, let me just be practical. I'll give you the eight that are part of my life plan. These don't have to be the same for you. These don't have to be in the same order, but I would encourage you as you answer these questions, how do I want to be remembered? What matters most to answer? What are those accounts? Here's mine. The first account that I pay attention to is my relationship with God. Hands down, that's the most important thing. In 100 years, none of the other stuff we get worked up about matters. What actually matters is how we're doing in our relationship with God. And that's either a positive balance or a negative balance. It's either moving in the right direction or it's moving in the wrong direction. Account number two is myself. Now, sometimes people are surprised by that order. They think, shouldn't I put my spouse or my kids or somebody else in that list? But here's the truth. We can't serve others. We can't help others. We can't love others the way that we ought to unless we personally are healthy. And for me, that's emotionally, spiritually, physically healthy. In fact, Jesus said, love your neighbor as who? As yourself. You have to love yourself. So account number one for me is God. Account number two is myself. Account number three is my relationship with my wife, Laura. This is an account. It's either going up, it's positive, or it's moving in the wrong direction. Account number four is, for me, is family. My mom, my brother, my niece, my grandparents, right? My extended family. The fifth one is friends. I want to make sure I'm making investments in my friendships. The sixth one, a really important one, is career. Man, I love serving at the church. I love getting to be a part of what God is up to. The seventh one, this is an important one for anybody, is finances. How are we stewarding our finances? Then account number eight is my personal service. This is, what am I called to do as an individual outside of the church, outside of my profession, quote unquote, as a pastor? What is my personal act of service? Now, here's what's powerful about this, is to think of every single one of these as a bank account in your life, or maybe even a bucket in your life. And the goal is to give the appropriate attention to every single one of these. Now, balance, that's a farce. There's no way you can give equal energy to all of these, but to give appropriate energy or attention to all of these so that you're making intentional investments in them. And so here's what I encourage any person to do, no matter what age you are, no matter what stage you are in life, figure out what are those accounts for you? What are those major parts of your life? And then begin to ask three questions about them. The first one is, what is my ideal future? In other words, when it comes to my marriage, what's the ideal relationship? What does that look like? Or when it comes to my career, how I relate to coworkers, what does that ideal future look like for each one of these categories? Like for finances, my ideal future is we live debt-free, right? Or in my marriage, my ideal future is my wife remembers me as a loving husband, that we laugh together, we serve the kingdom together. That's my ideal future. And often I encourage folks, as you think about that ideal future, attach a Bible verse to that. What does God say the ideal future is? So that's the first thing you do. What's the ideal future? The second thing is to ask, what is current reality? Get crystal clear. What is the balance of each of these accounts? Some of them may be positive. Some of them may be negative. Don't ignore it. Be honest about it. And so underneath my personal category, right, that category number two, I told you it's about emotional health, spiritual health, but physical health. And honestly, when it comes to physically, my current reality is this summer, I realized that I was off course of my physical goals. I only have one body. I want to make sure it's as healthy as it can be. And man, I have been missing the mark on that. And so you start with, what's my envisioned future? What's my current reality? And then the third thing is, how do I get from where I'm at to where I want to be? What are those action steps? And so when it comes to finances, if you would say my envisioned future is to be debt-free, my current reality is I'm not there yet. It could be the how to get from here to there is I need to create a budget, or I need to spend less than I make, or maybe I need to talk to a financial counselor. Or on the physical realm, here's literally what I did. In July, I realized I was off track. And so instead of beating myself up, instead of trying to figure it out myself, I hired a health coach that I check in with throughout the month, and it's made all the difference. So here's the thing. You've got accounts in your life. What's the ideal future for that account? Where are you currently at in that account today? And what are some easy next steps that you can take to move in the right direction? Do you got money? What's the balance? I'm telling you, it can be even better than you can imagine. But hey, I'm out of time for today. Let me give you some really quick next steps. One is pick up the book called A Living Forward. It's written by my friend Michael Hyatt and his buddy Daniel Harkavy. I drew a lot of the life plan details from that book. It's in our resource store on Sunday morning, so grab that if you want some help with that. And the second thing I'd encourage you, if you want to put a life plan together, I've got a template. I'd be happy to email it to you. Just drop me an email at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Just say, hey, send me the template. And I'd be honored to do that. And here's the last thing. This Sunday morning, we're wrapping up Becoming. Pastor Chuck's got an amazing message. Pastor Tripp has another unbelievable breakout. But in my breakout down in the kids area, I'm going to be talking about the idea of winning with money. What are some life hacks? What are some ways to pull the stress out of it and handle money God's way? And so, man, if that's something that you deal with, whether you got a lot of money, a little money, whether you've got it figured out or you're stressed out, would you join me this Sunday morning? You can pick either 9:30 or 11 to come to the breakout, and then the other hour be part of worship. Well, hey, thanks for being here today. We love you guys. We hope you have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.